Welcome to CoilerCast. My name is Joey. In this podcast, we are going to share with you what we have learned about wind, clouds, precipitation, tornadoes, and hurricanes. We'll even throw in a few jokes. In this first segment, here's Sierra talking about wind.
Thank you, Joey. Hi, I'm Tierra, and I am going to tell you about wind. Do you know the definition of wind? I'll tell you later, so let's get on with the facts. The most common cause of wind is the uneven heating of land and water. The way we remember it is a Bob and Sally picture. Our notes on the picture were hot air rises and the cool air blows in to take its place. Now let's move on and get to the measuring instruments. An anemometer measures the wind speed. A windsock and the wind vane measures wind direction. An anemometer has a computer at the bottom, and from the computer a pole sticks out and it's like a little cup spinning around. A windsock is usually those orange things that are by a helicopter's landing. A wind vane is usually those things that have a chicken or a rooster on the top. Now I'll tell you about the answer to the question. The definition of wind is moving air. Thank you for listening to our wind podcast. Now it's time for Making with the Clouds.
Do you know which cloud looks like Jabba the Hutt from Star Wars? You'll find out by the end of this segment. Hi, my name is Megan, and I'm going to tell you about five types of cloud. The first cloud that I'm going to talk about is fog. Fog is a type of cloud that doesn't have a shape. It also forms near the ground. A way to remember it is blah. The second cloud is cumulus. Cumulus clouds are puffy white clouds. They are associated with fair weather. They're clouds that make you happy and say, ee-hee-hee. Third, there's nimbus stratus clouds. Nimbus stratus clouds are thick gray clouds that block out the sun. They send down sheets of rain. Fourth, there's cirrus clouds. Cirrus clouds are wispy and feathery clouds that mean clear weather. They look like swift paintbrush marks. Last, there's cumulonimbus clouds. Cumulonimbus clouds are thunderheads. Surprisingly, they look like Jabba. That's the answer to our question. I hope you enjoyed this segment. Now here's Sarah to talk about precipitation.
Did you know how many rain droplets are in one single raindrop? Hi, my name is Sarah, and my segment is about precipitation. There are five types of precipitation, and the first one is called rain. Rain is water vapor changing from gas to a liquid. The answer to the question, how many droplets are in a raindrop, is 1,000,000. The second type of precipitation is drizzle. Drizzle is a heavy mist that falls. The third type of precipitation is hail. Hail is liquid raindrops that are carried upwards so high that they freeze and form ice. The fourth type of precipitation is snow. Snow are raindrops that turn into crystals because of the freezing temperature, 32 Fahrenheit. There are four types of snowflakes called stellar, column, plate, and needle. The last type of precipitation is called sleet. Sleet is a mixture of rain and snow. Thank you for listening to our segment. Next is Joke Time with Brittany and Malia.
Okay, I'm Brittany, and now we are going to take a break. Malia and I are going to tell you a few jokes. Here is my first joke. What happens when fog lifts in California? UCLA. Get it? UCLA. Here is my next joke. What did one tornado say to the other? Let's twist again like we did last summer. Thank you for listening to some jokes. Here is Malia with some more great jokes.
Thank you, Brittany. Hi, I'm Malia, and I'll be telling you some more jokes. What's the difference between weather and climate? You can't weather a tree, but you can climb it. What did the hurricane say to the other hurricane? I have my eye on you. Thank you for listening to our jokes. And now, here's Quentin with tornadoes.
Thank you, Malia. Hi, my name is Quentin, and I'm going to tell you about tornadoes. For instance, they have winds up to 300 miles per hour. They also look like funnels. They're measured on the Fujita Intensity Scale, and the Fujita Intensity Scale has 6 tornado ratings. The first rating is F0, which has wind speeds from 40 to 72 miles per hour, and the damage is light. The next rating, as you can guess, is F1, which has moderate damage and has wind speeds from 73 to 112 miles per hour. The third rating is F2, which has wind speeds from 113 to 157 miles per hour and has damage which is considerable. As you can guess, we go in order, so this rating will be F3, and an F3 tornado has severe damage and wind speeds from 158 through 206 miles per hour. The next rating, F4, has wind speeds from 207 through 260 miles per hour and devastating damage. Can you guess which the next rating is? If you guessed F5, you're correct. The final rating, F5, has incredible damage and wind speeds from 261 through 318 miles per hour. That's all today, folks. And now, here is Brandon with hurricanes.
Do you know what the eye of a hurricane is? Hi, I'm Brandon. I'm going to tell you what it is at the end of this segment. Hurricanes are deadly storms that have winds from 100 to 200 miles. Hurricanes occur over water. Names of hurricanes go boy, girl, in alphabetical order. For example, Hurricane Katrina is the 11th hurricane of the year. Now, how about that eye? The eye of a hurricane is the middle of the hurricane. If you are in the middle of the hurricane, it is completely calm. Now, back to our host, Joey. Thank you.
I hope you learned a lot on this podcast. Tune in next time for QuarterCast number 11.